I would like to finish the Tosfos in that we had as yet not learned. And in reality, we're in the middle of Tosfos, the Ramaschal Afilu, and Daf Pei Beis, Amid Beis. When the lines get wide, so five lines from when they start getting wide, Avol. Now, that's towards the end of the line. Avol, Yeshes, Shnei Mesim, Diaraisim. So Taisus asks, if we will assume the Ptur of Yeshes, Shnei Mesim, is Minatayre. Kedemashme besamuch, because the Gemara says, Eishes shnei meisim heichem mashkachas lo. So it would seem that there is such an elva of Eishes shnei meisim. Midarabonon, we have a case of Eishes shnei meisim, that Reuven married Anisha, and then Reuven died, and Shimon made Maima. Now she falls from Reuven and Shimon. But the Gemara would seem that in HaTorah there's such a concept of Eishes Shnei Meisim. Is Mashkachas Lo Sheish Esrei Tzoret. So now Taisus again is back to the Kasha. So I have a new Hechetimtze of Sheish Esrei Tzoret V'Tzoret Tzoret. Kigoyim. Shekideish Ruvein Chutz Mishimen Velevi Echov. There were three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven was Mekadish and Isha Chutz Mishimen Velevi. Ubo Shimon Vikicho Chutz Milevi. Dahani Kedushe Shimon Lameisra Aruve. So now she is Reuven's wife. She's Shimon's wife. Umeisu Reuven v'Shimon, v'yibem Levi Tzoras Eishes Shnei Meisim. Now, Shimon, let us say, Levi was miyabem the Tzorah, let's say, we had this woman Rachel that was married to Reuven, chutz mishimon and Levi. Now this Rachel got married to Shimon, chutz milevi. Now I think the case is speaking about over here, but let's make it that first Reuven died, then Shimon died, and the second wife that Shimon had, L'cher Zatzoras Eishes Shnei Meisim, L'gabi Yehuda. L'cher L'gabi Yehuda, she's Zatzoras Eishes Shnei Meisim. Because when Reuven died, so she felt, when Reuven died, so L'gabi Yehuda, she's Reuven's wife. Now when Reuven died, so L'cher, now she's Shimon's wife. L'gabi Yehuda. So now she's falling, and now Levi was miyabim the tzore of this Rachel, who was, let's say, the second wife of Shimon. Now Levi was miyabim. V'yibim Levi tzoras eishes shnei meisim, she'eishes shnei meisim le'inescha le'levi, shlei asru olo. Now l'chere l'gabi Levi, she is not at all married to Reuven and Shimon. L'gabi Levi, if Reuven said chutz mi Levi, if Shimon said chutz mi Levi, so the issues of Reuven and Shimon is bechlal non-existent to Levi. Now, when Levi is miyabim the tzore of Rachel, let's say this is the second wife that Shimon has, he's not mafkiya any zike from Rachel, because legabi him, Rachel isn't, he's mafkiya the zike of Tzoras Rachel. but she's falling from Shimon, but he's not mafki at all the Zikir from Rachel, because according to him, Rachel was never married to any of his brothers. So she's not an Eishish named Meisim, the Tzor is Mutter Tim, and Luchay is not mafki the Zikir. Leines v'Levi shlo'asru Allah. Umeis Levi, and now Levi died. V'loi isha cheretz. V'naflu lifnei Yehuda. And now, this wife is falling to Yehuda. Now this wife is a tzores eshe shnei mesim. She's a tzore to a tzore of an eshe shnei mesim. To him, Rachel was an eshe shnei mesim. And the Levi was Miyam, the tzor of the Eishish Neimeisim. Now this is the tzorah tzor. Ptura min achalitza min ayib. So Mamela, so we have here now again Akasha, so we have 16 arayas. Umi ikol emeima, this kasha we could fa'emfa, betlukta loy kamayri. Now this whole scenario came about if Reuven was Makadesh Chutz Mishimin V'Levi. That's how it came about. Now, can we make Kedushe Chutz? Is a Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer. That's what Rabbi said. It's a Machloikis, Rabbi Lezer, and the Chachomim. So according to the Chachomim, the Kasha finds Sech Nisham, because there's no such concept of Kedushe Chutz according to the Chachomim. So Memele, so we're asking a kasha, why did the Mishnah not mention this case? Well, this case is a debatable case. According to Rabbi Lezer, you'll have 16. According to the Chachamim, you only have 15. And the Gemara says, "Beplukta loy kamayri." The Gemara in Yevamah says the Mishnah will not speak about tziyurim, which are debatable. Some machlokes. Mikol meime bepelukta lekamayri the rabbonim pligia the Rabbi Lezer bekedushin kamay begerushin kedemasik like our Gemara feels ois v'yotzav oisa uleditu lemashkachas eishes shnei meis. So Baruch Hashem we have a teretz that this was not mentioned in the Mishnah because of bepelukta lekamayri va'afilu lelevi. The Mayri beplukte perekame de Yevamis. Levi wants to say pshat in the Mishnah, or Levi has a baraisa of arayas, and Levi is speaking about, Levi has a baraisa of arayas, and Levi does mention debatable arayas. The Mayri beplukte perekame de Yevamis, the baraisa of Levi, le Mayri el beplukte de svira le letane kevose. So Levi only put into his baraisa the arayas which he holds la haloche evateres arayas the pater atzor. So memele, but Levi did not put in his baraisa all arayas which are applicable according to any Tana whatsoever. Levi only made his minion of arayas, the Pater Hatzore, who he holds like, some emela, even though it's a machlekes, but if he holds like this man the Yomar, so he put him into his barayas. Some emela, so on Levi, there's also no kasha why he did not mention Eishish Neimesim, because he passes like the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Lezer. And the only Heichetim Tzav Eishish Neimesim will be according to Rabbi Lezer. Teida, I'll prove it to you that Levi did not speak about who will pata according to all Shittas. Leitona Levi Chayvi Lavin. Levi did not mention Chayvi Lavin, which Pata Ratzora, Ba'afo Gavdel Rabbi Kiva Lavin, Echalitza, Ve'yibum Nino, Kechayvi Krisus. According to Rabbi Kiva, Chayvi Lavin, there's Leitofis Kedushin, so it's like Chayvi Krisus also should Pata Ratzora. So why didn't Levi mention this? Sar Kochach, Levi is only mentioning the Heichetimtzes that La Loche he holds is Oiska Alten. He doesn't paskal like Chayve Kivis. He doesn't speak about Chayve Lav. So Mamela, so it's good. He doesn't want to speak about Eishish Nei Mason because he doesn't hold like Rabbi Lazi. Yeah. Avo. So Taisa says that's good. Avo Lamai Desal Kedai Te De Rav Abbe. But Rav Abbe had a Hava Mine. The Rabbonon Moide Bekidushin. Rav Abbe had a Hava Mine that the Rabbonon are only Choylik by Gerishin. The Bein in Chisus Veleke. But by Kedushin there'll be Moide. That a Kinyan Koldo helps so that the Rabbanu will be mighty, you could make a Kedushin Chut, you could make Kedushin Chut. So then, according to this Tzad in Rab Abbe, Avamotzi Lemisni Tezai. Then, according to this Tzad, we have a Kasha that, so why didn't the Mishnah mention, Rab Abbe had such a Havamina, so how did Rab Abbe Loim Shat in the Mishnah? In Yevomis, we have here Tes Zayin Arayis Eishish Neimes. Then Taisvis says, really, my Kasha, the Yerushalmi, yes, the Kasha, and Eishish Ish, the Kasha to begin with. Abi Yerushalmi de Mechilten Porichlo, Velisni Tes Zayin Noshin La Rabbeleza, Umishani Hosom HaToyra Osro Olof. The arayas that the Mishnah is speaking about, they're Yisurei Torah. That means Bitoi, Bas Bitoi, Bas Benoch, HaMoise, all of them are Yisurei Torah. Beram Hoche, Hu Osra Olof. But over here, that what she's an Eishes Ish, to the Yavam, this is not a Torah Dike Yisrael, this is a man-made Yisrael. Through his Tanai, he made that an Eishish Ish will be falling liable. Perish, kol tezvov noshim osra teire liyovo, v'isa bo memeila, al yedei kedushin beloishim tonight. They came automatically. He was married to an elve, so automatically that's how the elve came about the part of the Torah. Avokan osro al yedei tenai shalai. But here the whole Shem Erva came about through the tenai of the previous Baal, of the first Baal. Period. Now, I just like to mention in Teres Abirim, and I think in Vayake, they both bring down a machlekes achoinim. What is pshat in Teisvus? What is Pshat the Yerushalmi? So there are two Mahalchim. There's one Mahalach that the Yerushalmi is telling us a Chiluk Lahaloche, that only a Teiredike Erve can Pater Atzore. An Erve that the Teire Aser, I married my brother's daughter, so such an Erve can Pater. That this man-made erve that someone else made a tnai, and because of this tnai, it'll come out that there shall be an erve in the fila. Such an erve doesn't pater. So that means this is a deraisa de kisvara. That's one mahalach in Taisvis, and another mahalach in Taisvis is that the Yerushalmi is only saying pshat in the Mishnah. That means he's asking Yakasha why the Mishnah did not speak about Eishes Ish. The Mishnah is not speaking about Charifishei Chetimtzes, that a person gave his wife a get and it's not. The Mishnah is speaking about normal Chetimtzes. So there's two Mahalchim shot in the first Teretz of Taisus to be in the second Teretz of Taisus also. If the Yerushalmi is saying that this difference is a difference in halacha, since it's a different sug erve, so this bechlau does not pater atzore, or the Yerushalmi means to say the Mishnah is only speaking about a normal type of erve. That's why the Mishnah did not get into this. Now Taisvis brings Inami Yeshleima, a different mahalach in the Yerushalmi's Teretz. Tamon ha-toira osroso, ve'ein lo heta lehisyade, ve'ein iser shalo toloi bishum odom, elo betoira shesroso olo. Avo be'eishis ish ha-iser toloi b'megarish, שאם ירצה יתירנו ליובם קודם שיומוס אוכיב המייס שנוסו. So that Tais is saying a second shot in what the Yerushalmi answered. Now what is the second shot? Here, Teira Oskon, here. So the Yerushalmi means to say as follows. By all arayas, that let's say that the mayis married Bitoy, he married Bitoy. So, Bitoy, if I'm married to an Erve, that is no heter at all to the other. There's no way we could make that she should fall a Yibum. Such an Erve patal zatzora. But over here, I'm married to an Eishes Ish, because this Berel married this Ishin, he said, the Amanas Shaloi Tenosi, to the Yavam, that's what he had said. So Memele, so because of his Tnai, she won't be able to fall the Yibum because then she'll be an Eishesish. Fine. But, let's just make a little dramatic. The Yavam comes over to this Berel. He says, listen, my brother's sick, it's because of your get, there won't be any mitzvah of Yibum. Nebuchadnezzar will die without children. Maybe give your wife a second get, that she should become mutter to me also. And if he's convincing enough, he might do it. Berel might give her a get also. And then what will be? So she will follow Yibum. So it comes out that Yerushalmi is saying that this Erv of Eishes Ish comes with a potential heter. We could make this Erv become Eish Erv, which is unique by this Erv and which is not unique by all other Arayas. Here it's a man-made, a person can be mad to the Erv. So that's Pshat in the Yerushalmi. And again, we also have a Machlekes Achreinim, what's Pshat in this? Either pshat is, so that since this is such an erve that can be made ois erve, so she doesn't pater atzore, so minatayre she doesn't pater atzore, or the Mishnah is only speaking about arayas, that if he's married to them, ilzicha pater atzore, not speaking about such an erve, that he can be married to an erve, and it's still more pater atzore if the beryl will go and give her again. That's this thesis. Let's go to the next. This is Aleishish Neimesim Eichem Eshkachas Lo Ochem Ashmadeishish Neimesim Di Reise Tekosh Mepeh Gimel Di Yevomis Visham Mepheirish. Shabbat from our sugya would seem that Eishish Neimesim is a Di Reise. Yeah. I don't recall if I mentioned it, but perhaps for 1 minute, let us mention this Amaram Shifim Perik HaSheleach that says, why does an Eishish Neimesim not fall the Yibum? Why doesn't she fall the Yibum? So the reason is because the Mekabolim say, let's say we have, let's speak about a Poshet, the case of Yibum. We have a case that Reuven married Rachel, and Reuven died without children. So Reuven is leaving this world without children. It's not such a good thing to leave this world without leaving over descendants. So the Torah gave a mitzvah of Yibum. So what happens with Yibum? So the Yavam is Miyabim Rachel, And they're going to have a child. Now, the child that will be born, the child that's going to be born is going to be Reuven. That means through this process of Yibum, the neshama of Reuven will be now nichnas in the Vlad HaNoilot. That is perhaps Merumis in the Posik, Yivama Yove Olel, Lekochalo Leisha V'Yibma, V'Hoya HaBachera Shetele, the first child that will be born, Yokum Al-Shem Ochiv Hameis. He will be in the place of the Ochiv Hameis of Reuven. Reuven, the Psazaloshin, his Reuven's wife becomes his mother. That's the process of the Yavam is Bekoyach to bring back the Neshome of his brother into the Vlad, so he has another chance to come on this world to have children. Fine, that's the Inyan. Zok the Maram Shif. So if the whole Inyan of Yibum is that the Neshome of the Mace comes into the Vlad HaNeilet, so he says, so Eishish Neimesim, If you'll have a woman that's falling from two husbands, so now will be miyabim, whose neshama will go in? One Vlad should have two neshamas? Can't be. So that's why there's no din yibum by Eishish Neimes. That's what the Maram Shif says. Frek the Maram Shif Akashe, in Zohar HaKodesh it says, Pinchas ben Elozar ben Arin HaKayin. So the Zohar HaKodesh asks, it says, Pinchas was the son of Elozar. And all of a sudden it says, ben Arin HaKayin. He's not the son of Elozar, he's the son of Arin HaKayin. How's the effect of Zohar HaKodesh? Answer to Zohar HaKodesh as follows. Pinchas was the son of Elozar. Then when Pinchas went in to kill Zimri, was a shrekliche pachat. He was machnas himself in a moiridike sakone. He put himself in a sakone. And the sakone was so great that polcha nishmosai. From the pachat, what he was doing was polcha nishmosai. He didn't have a neshama. So the neshama of Pinchas was ben aloza polcha nishmosai. Shteit in Zohar HaKodesh, there were two neshamas floating around, the neshamas of Noda v'Avihu. And now was Polcha Nishmosoi, so the Nishamis of Nadav Avihu came into Pinchas. So that is Pshat. Pinchas, who was Ben Elozar, now became Ben Aaron HaKoyin, because Pinchas became now Nadav Avihu. That's the Shtein Zohar HaKodesh. Frek the Maram Shif, so this is a stira to my whole Shtik Torah. I just said a Shtik Torah that an eight is no concept of Eishish Neimesim, because one person cannot have two neshamas, so how could Pinchas have the neshama of Nadav Avihu? That's the Maram Shif's kasha. And for the Maram Shif, that Chazal tell us Nadav Avihu never got married, so each one was a plag neshama. It wasn't a complete neshama. It was a plag neshama. Two half neshamas can go in. Two ganze neshamas cannot go in, but two half neshamas can go in. That is what the Maram Shif says. Malkaponim. So here we have a Taisus is saying from Asa Givai says Eishes Neimesim is Adi Aise. Gemara in Yevamos Butim Sonya Derabonim. Kegoin Shebo Reuven. So now the Gemara says had you a case of Eishes Neimesim that a woman should be have two husbands. Kegoin shebo Reuven v'kitcho chutz mishemen, obo Shimon v'kitcho stam. So now we have Sadashi's Reuven's wife and Shimon's wife. Both of them die, and she falls to Levi. That's an Eishes Neimesim. Taima l'Rabbeinu Yitzchok. Shebo Shimon v'kitcho stam. Amai loipoka ishus teruvim. Frektoisves, when Shimon is mekadesh her stam, so that means the ishus of Shimon is afilu klape ruvim. That means that's the kitcho stam. She's my wife. Maishna mairei at muteres lochal odom chutz mi ployni viniseis laacher umeis depoka ishus rishin umuteres lozer shenesra olov. We had late in the Gemara, and daf pe gimel, we had that the Gemara says, amore de kechidish, by kedushei chutz, if Reuven was mekadish, Reuven was megarish in chutz, I'm sorry, Reuven was megarish chutz mi Shimon. Right? So, legabi Shimon, she's eishes Reuven. But everyone else, hey, but elsalchalodom chutz mishimen. So Levi goes and marries her. So the Gemara says the minute Levi goes and marries her, so the issues that Reuven had in her, the issues that Reuven had that asked her to Shimon dissolves. It becomes non-existent. So we see Levi's issues somehow counteracts Reuven's issues. And now, if it's my wife, so it's not your wife. That's what it says in the Gemara. So, becoming Levi's wife makes it Ois Reuven's wife. I don't understand. Reuven married her Chutz Mi Shimon. Fine. So, she's Reuven's wife. Now Shimon marries her stock. So now she's Shimon's wife. So Shimon's, now that she's Shimon's wife, that should cause that the issues of Reuven should become bottle. That's what we said over there. When Reuven was Megarish, Chutz mi Shimon, so Gabi Shimon was still Ashes Reuven, but when Levi marries her, so the issues of Reuven becomes bottle. Because Levi's issues somehow counteracts Reuven's issues, and Reuven's issue somehow becomes bottle. In fact, Tartais is the same thing over here. If Reuven was Makadish Chutz Mi Shimon, and Shimon was Makadish Tam, so Shimon's issues should counteract Reuven's issues, and Reuven's issue should become bottle. V'ein svar l'chalik mishim dosma v'shiyamua to poka. It's not as far to say, well, there was only an issue, only l'gabi Shimon. No. Anishas only Gabi Shimon, so here was Anishas Gabi the whole world besides Shimon. So it's different. Yeshloima dahosam begerish and kivin shehischel in natko ayidei sheniseis laacher minatko legamri. Avalhoche shebole katsho desh niskatsho laacher loy nitko. So Toisvis seems to be saying as follows. If a person is megarish his wife, Chutz Mishimin. So that means the Gerishin is a process of dismantling the issues. And I dismantled Kemat Reven the issues besides Shimon. So I weakened already the issues tremendously. Still left over issues. So when you start dismantling, and there's something left over, so now it's an issues klusha. So Memele, Levi will marry her, so this Ishus does not exist. It will not exist if Levi has a real Ishus in her. But that is if you have a dismantled Ishus, you have a Ishus Klusha. He was Megarish's Ishus. So then, an Ishus that's in the process of being dismantled, there's already a shvache issues, so someone is kind issues in her, so that will be the makke bepatish. Masha enke, if a person is mekadish and isha chutz mishimen, so he doesn't have a dismantled issues, he's kind on issues, but the legabi shimen, she's not my wife. But it's not a shvache issues, so then shimen marries her. So even though now Shimon's marriage is, that means now my marriage is a filo legabi Reuven, but since it's not a kolushtiki issues, so Shimon's issues will in no way cause Reuven's issues to become dissolved. Because of Amalola Reuven v'Shimon, here the Gemara he first said Areyat Muteres Chalodom Chutz Mi Reuven V'Shimon, and then he said Right, Materis al Reuven v'Shimon. So the Gemara Chaylus, what does that mean? Does it mean also Reuven v'Shimon? Only Reuven v'Shimon? The Gemara didn't understand. The Gemara didn't say what does he mean. His call hach boy mitut mishaper afke rabbon. It's not only negay le rabbelez. It's negay according to the rabbon, and also according to the rabbonon. So before there was no geirishin whatsoever because there was a shear. Now, if I mean to add on to the Reuven Materis al Chalodon. So it will now become a geirishin. Afle Shimon Mao nired afle Reuven nami misafkelu. Places on the Pegimel Amud Aleph that the Gemara declared a shaila that if he said Reit Metersel Cholodom Chutz Mi Reuven VeShimon, then he said Afle Shimon. So the Gemara called a shaila. What does the Af mean? Af means Reuven also. Or, I said, Chutz mi Reuven Shimon, or Af mi Shimon, that comes to include Reuven. Or, I mean, Af, the Kol Adam, I mean, Af Shimon, Shimon is also together with the Kol Adam. That's the suffix in the Gemara. So, Taisvah says, Af la Reuven will also be the same Shaila. Other Rishonim want to say, Af la Reuven, Zich will not include Shimon. Af la Shimon, since I said Reuven v'Shimon, I said, Af Shimon, I mean, I'm ready, Af Reuven v'Shimon. But Af Reuven is not Mestave, means Shimon. Now, this was a kashim that that Rabbi Kiva asked and Rabbi Lazar. The kashim Rabbi Kiva asked Rabbi Lazar. He says, and this is speaking about almanas. Speaking about almanas, that Rabbi Kiva asked, according to Rabbi Lazar, if a person gave a get to his wife, Rei Metos Chalodom, almanas lay tenosi l'shimin, and fine, and she got married to Reuven, and they had 20 kids, and then Reuven died, and then she got married to Shimon, boom, so come out, that all the kids will become amzeirim, and tzichin not mistaver, that we could ever empower a person to do such a thing. That was Rabbi Kiva's kash. So let us see Toisvis. Ba'omdo v'niseis lozeh shenesra olov, lo'y nimtso get botl, v'im taima, frek Toisvis. Aber ha'loi ein nesuin cholin, Pektoises amiradike kasha. Shrei asura olav mishum isa eishes ish. Pektoises amiradike kasha. He doesn't understand Rabbi Kiva's kasha. Beryl gave Rochel a get, and Beryl said, Hareyat muteres l'chol adam, almenas shalei tinosi l'shemen. That was I'm being matthew to everyone, and under the condition, you shouldn't marry Shimon. Fine. So she married Reuven. They had 20 kids. Now Reuven dies. So now Bekiva says, now she married Shimon. So Bemele comes out at the get his bottle. Panem Amzerim. Fraktaisvis, I got news for you. She can't marry Shimon. She's not married to Shimon. Because Beryl said, this get is a get only if you marry Shimon. The get will become Ois get if you marry Shimon. Now, she can never marry Shimon. Because she can never become married to Shimon because if she's married to Shimon, so then it's no get, so she's not married to Shimon. That means the bring from Abel Chanon, if the Kiyum Hadova will bring about the Bittel Hadova, so there's no Kiyum to begin with. That means Taisvis is assuming as follows. That means, let us go in slow motion. Arayt Metas L'Chalodom. On the condition, you shouldn't marry Shimon. Now, so, she goes now, and she goes underneath the chuppah with Shimon. Now, so L'chayre would think, so the vow, she's marrying Shimon. There's no reason why not. The second she marries Shimon, so then the T'nai, she was over the T'nai, so it comes out, the get was never a get, so she's not married to Shimon. So she's not married to Shimon. So Taisvis understood it doesn't work in two steps. Well, first she gets married to Shimon, then the get will become Bottle, and then she become, but she got married to Shimon. So Taisvis understood it's considered she can never get married to Shimon. And Taisvis brings a riot to this. She can never get married to Shimon because if you look quickly, you'll understand she can never get married to Shimon. So, what was the problem? Rabbi Akiva was worried about the mamzerim. Don't worry. They'll never become mamzerim. She'll never get married to Shimon. She can't get married to Shimon. So, mamela, no problem. That's Taisvis kash. Vim taima, v'aloi ein nesuyin cholim, shrei asura olom mishim yisarei shusish. She can't marry Shimon. She's also al tzei shusish. Now, you'll disagree with me. I have a tesefte. Umayishna b'desanyi b'tesefte. Amenash yoloi tinosi la'aba olavicha. A person will give his wife a get. Amenash, you should not get married to your father. Hareiz a get. It's a get. Why? Because she can never get married to her father. So it's a get. Why do you say she shouldn't be nibble? Ain't it get? That's possible. Tiboli is possible. Tinosi is impossible. Let's anege alone. Mashmem. The Baal Menash loy tinosi lahem. Afilu nisa yisarei zaget. Bohocha amai haget potu. So that's Taisvis Kasha. So how can the get be bottle? She can never get married to Shimon. V'yeshloima, so Taisvis says, Dohocho omdo v'niseis la'acha misis ha-megarish koma. Oh, so Taisvis says, no, it's possible to get married to Shimon. That means her husband gave her, Beryl gave her a get, And he said, "Amenash loy tinosi l'shimin." Now, Beryl was marich yomim for 20 years. In this 20 years, she was married to Reuven, and then they had 20 children in Shalom al Yisrael. Then, the next day after 20 years, Nebuch, Beryl and Reuven are in a car accident; both get killed. So now, finish. So now she wants to go and marry Shimon. Now she'll go and marry Shimon. So we'll say, you know, if you marry Shimon, the get is bottle. So what? So the get is bottle. But she can still get married to Shimon. I thought the get is bottle, so I'm an almoner. So I can get married to Shimon. But I'll accomplish by marrying Shimon that the kids will be mamzerim. That was a Bekiva's kasha. So Taisus is answering as follows. You're 100% right. Kozman Beryl was alive. She can never be over this night. But the minute Beryl dies, now she can be over this night. And that's what Rabbi Kiva was worried about. When Beryl is going to die and she'll be over this night, what's going to happen with the 20 kids she had from Reuven? That was Rabbi Kiva's question. Let's see in a minute. You're showing me the hocha, omde venisis lacha misis amagarish kama. Yeah, period. Now, so Taisvis says, you're going to look at me, it's a doichik, it's an akimta, that's pshat. So Taisvis says, no, listen, you have to say this pshat. The Gemara says, lady, gabi shaloi teboli la'abo lovicha. The Gemara says, lady, a person made a tanai. Shloi tibor li la'abo lavicha, ein choyshishin shema tibor lahem, bishum da asura lahem. Now the Gemara says later, if a person made a t'nai You have nothing what to worry about. She'll never be nivel from Abba Vavicha. Why? Because she's awesome. But what if she'll make a t'nai? Oh, then we are afraid. Just like you're not afraid of Abba Lavicha because she's also Taba Lavicha. If he said Al Menashle to Boy Lishimin, she's also to Shimon also. So what are you afraid of? The minute she's nivel from Shimon, so the get becomes bottle, she's an Eishes Ish. So why are you afraid? I don't understand you. Abba Lavicha, nothing to worry about. It's also nothing to worry about. In Shimon, ooh, vey, maybe she'll be nivel. So what's Pshat? So Kori have to say, no one if we're afraid that she'll be nivel to Shimon if the husband dies, if the Beryl dies. That's what we're afraid of. So Mamela, Abba Vavich is always also. Shimon, the minute the husband dies, it's Mutta. So what are you afraid of? Period. Now, so theoretically we're finished. But now, what Taisus has one problem. And the problem is as follows. Taisus had brought a Gemara and Taisus brought a Tesefta, and now we're in hot water because the Gemara and Tesefta seem to be opposite one the other. Taisus brought a Tesefta, the Tesefta says, Al minash shloi teboi la abo lo vicha eino get choyshishin shemoti boi lahem. As I stay in Tosefta, Al minash shloi tenosi la abo lo vicha. She can never get married to them. Al minash shloi teboi la abo lo vicha. So there it says, choyshishin eino get choyshishin shemoti boi lahem. So we're afraid to be nibble. That's what it says in the Tosefta. The Gemara says, "Klo amenashli tiboy laavol avicha ein choishishin shema tibolam," because they're also. So how does the Tosefta stem with the Gemara? That's Taisus' problem. It's not negay our sugya, but al kaponim. Now we brought the Gemara and the Tosefta. Now we have a problem. Vehid the Tosefta yeshli yashvish leitachle kalashash shalom. Toho diktoni. Awesome, I'm a nashle to boli labo lavicha ain't a get. Choyshishin shemoti boilem, that's a tesefta. Hainu, not all cases. Kloima, sheim nire sheti boilem, sheloye get. It means the tesefta is speaking about, we're speaking about a woman and a abba lavicha who are interested in that to be boil her, that's the story. Well, if they're interested, so so then we have to be afraid that they'll take be boil. So don't be so much on this get. So we're talking about a bazundari case. The Gemara is speaking about is tamazay. Tamazay is we're not afraid. It's also so we're not afraid. But the self is speaking about. That's what this wants to say. And the kloima shim nireh shetiboy lehem shlo yeget abol hashmina domenash shlo yitinosei. That's what the Tosefta is coming to tell us. I feel I know klo he wants to marry her for the nieces lehem aveget because she never got married. And nami kamash melon. That what the Bereise the Bereise is telling us the al menas shlo yitiboy le la abba v'lo vicha. Just telling us that theoretically you could be over this t'nai because the boli does not mean derechishes. If it would mean derechishes, so by Abba Vicha wouldn't be shaykh derechishes because he can't have ishes in her. But just telling us, I mean, ma'aser is a new shayla now. If you have to be chayish, it will be done, it won't be done. That's something else. The Bereis is just telling us that it's possible, it could, she could be over the Tanai. If I have to, if Shlomais, if I have to be Chayish, that's another parsha. Ilema b'chutz la'belaza mishre shari. Here the Gemara said this vote that by chutz, if he said Chutz Mishimon, Bella said Chutz Mishimon, she married Reuven, so automatically when Reuven dies, she's allowed to marry Shimon. The time Akiman did Nosso Zesha Hutroloi, she married the person she was mutter to, Nisroikin Loi Kol Ha'ishus. So all the issues goes to the one she married, Upoka Ishus Shalishin Lagamri, the Ishus becomes Nifka. Yeah, okay. So the Gemara says, Rabbe ke Rabbi Yanai, Mishim Zokin Echad Svirale. The Gemara had said that there's a kasha, Rabbi Kiva had a kasha on Rabbi Lezer, that the kasha on Rabbi Lezer was, according to you, Rabbi Lezer, if a person would be Megarish and Isha, Chutz mi Ploini Koyin, so the din is, and then he dies, so she's also to the Koyin als Grusha, because she is a shame Grusha to the rest of the world. So Rabbi Kiva is, the same thing should she be also to the rest of the world, because she has a shame Ashes Ish to this Ploini. He said, Chutz mi Ploini. That was Rabbi Kiva's kasha. What did So Rava says, the kula mislo pircha, there's a pircha on this kasha. What is the pircha? The pircha is that you can't stel zu isa kohune to isa reishus is. Isa kohune shani. So the Gemara asked, so the how could you say had such a pircha on Rabbi Kiva's kasha say isa kohune shani? Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lezer himself, his whole makir, that he could make a shir on the gerish, and he learns out from this pasuk, isha grushim isha lo yikachu, and he doesn't hold isha kohune shani. So the Gemara said, no, Rava held like Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said, the makir of Rabbi Lezer was, baruch b'hoysa lishacha, filay tira ela lishacha. So it comes out that we hear a machlokes Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, what the makir of Rabbi Lezer was. Rabbi Yanai said the makir was v'holcha v'hoysa lishacha, and Rabbi Yochanan said the makir was isha grusha me'isha, and Rava holds like Rabbi Yanai. So memele, so Rabbi Kiva's kash is not sure. Beautiful, very nice. Okay, now we hear over here that. We had a baraisa, Rabbi Yossi had said, Roya ani es divrei Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah mi divrei kulam. So that means, Rabbi Yossi had said, Rabbi Kiva's kash is not shver, Rabbi Talfon's kash is not shver, Rabbi Yossi Glili's kash is not shver, only Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah's kash is shver. That's what Rabbi Yossi had said. Fine. So now Rabbi Yossi is a Tana. Now, if Rabbi Yossi said Rabbi Kiva's kasha is not shver, so it's because of Rav's kasha, because he'll say Issa Kohun Neshani. That's how we shlugged up Rabbi Kiva's kasha, because Issa Kohun Neshani. So here we have a Tana Rabbi Yossi that says Tana. The Hikshe Vimtayma in Kang Rabbi Yossi. The comma Rayani is Divir Rabalaz bin Azai Medivre Kulum, be Islay Hani Pirche, Salanami Kerabyani Mishum Zakin Echot, and Kain Tikshul Rabbi Yochanan, the polyglala Rabyanai, what did Rabbi Yochanan do with Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi seems to hold like Rabyani. Vishloy Medikalamay Medarayani is Divir Rabalaza, Loy Mishum Hani Pirchi comma. Could be Rabbi Yossi had different pirchas than Rabbi Kiva, not Rav's pirche. So my mail is that's not Kash Rabbi Yechon. Bim Taima, Kiva and Rabbi Lozo, Mikro, Yalef. And Taisus asks, all these Zakenim come and bombarded Rabbi Lozo. He's wrong, I have a Kashi. I mean, What are you chaplaining with Rabbi Lezer? Here's a posik. Here's a posik. You have kashis in a fight at City Hall. The posik. In the beginning, Rabbi Lezer, Mikro Yalav, Hanus, the Kainim, and Meshivin, or Dvo, there's a Kosovo. Shloim Mishum Diyesh Loshe Bar Dvorav Mistav Luk Mikro Tfeik Dedoshi Rabona. Now, the mean to say like this. There's another way how to learn Pshat in the Posik. Yisha Gushim Yisha could mean Yisha Kunashani. V'hoysal Yisha Acher L'chol Yish V'yish. We could learn different Pshatim in the Posik. So Memele, the way you're learning, we're confronted with so many problems, so that should be Machia that we should learn differently. Zok te gemore weiter. Oma lehen Rabbi Yeshua ein meshiven esari la'acha misa. So Rabbi Yeshua told all the Tanoim, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Yisek, Glili, Rabbi Loza ben Azaye, listen, you cannot shlog up an ari la'acha misos. Remember. So it would seem that Rabbi Yeshua kibosei sfer alay. Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Lezer. That's his tongue. Hey, you want to slug up Rabbi Lezer? Ein meshivin esari lachemisa. Frech de gemore vohi yunami mefruch kapach. So later Rabbi Yeshua also said a kasha Rabbi Lezer. So what's psha? So the gemore says, ochi kam aluhu. He told these tanoim like this. L'diti nami is sleepier. I also have a kasha Rabbi Lezer. Miyu. Bein ledidi, bein leditchu, but let me tell you one thing. I have a kash and you have a kash, but we have to know one thing. A meshiv in the sari lachamis. We have kashes, but that's it. Nitbot opgeschlokt ari. Rabbi Lezer was an ari. If he'd be here, he'd give one roar and he'd, for him, for all our kashes. He's not here, never, so we have the kashes. But that's all. We have kashes, but we cannot shlug up that Rabbi Lezer, because of our kashas. Umay pilchid Rabbi Yeshua. Frag the Gemara, what was Rabbi Yeshua's kasha? The sign you learned in the Baraisa of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua said, Makish koidmei habayish nil, koidmei habayir ishayna. It says, the pasuk says, ki yikach ish isha. That's speaking about a first marriage. The second pasuk says, this pasuk ends because of Allah Sefer Krisus when us be yodah v'shulchan be'beisa. Then it says v'holcha v'hoisa li'shachem. The second pasuk speaks about a second marriage. So we have two psukim, and by the two psukim we're speaking about marriages. Pasuk number one is first marriage. Pasuk number two is second marriage. And since one posik is next to the other, so it seems this is a hekesh. So a makish, that the second marriage has to have all the components that the first marriage had. What does that mean? So makish, havaye, makish koidme havaye shniye. So before she got married, the second marriage, so she should be similar to the woman, how she was before the first marriage. Before she got married the first marriage, she was not at all attached to any other husband, because this was her first marriage. That's klo. So the same thing, so before the second marriage, also, there should be no attachment whatsoever to a husband. Now, if you, Rabbi Lezer, are right, you're telling me before the second marriage, he can say, and she can marry Reuven. So this koid me havaya shniya, she's still attached to her husband, Lagabi Shimon. And I have a hekish. My hekish tells me that her slate has to be as clean as it was before the first match, in order for her to be able to get married. So that is a proof that there's no such halfway gerishin, that is gerishin chutz, because then it's not doime to the koid me havaya rishin. That was Rabbi Yeshua's kash. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Va'iyu nami mifrich porche, l'rabbi lezel l'kama bebraise, ma kish koid me vayishni yitzad poni shebo, that she was a pony ben gerishin l'nesuin, that means be after the gerishin from the first husband, before she married the second husband, so when she was a pnuyo, so she has to be similar to l'koid me havai rishin, l'tzad poni sho yebo koidim kedushin sholishin, v'iskish, v'chsiv la'al minei kikach ishisha, so Memele, that was Rabbi Yeshua's kash. Zok Toisvis, ma koid me havai rishoyne dulei agide bei, af koid me havai shni, that was Rabbi Yeshua's kash. In fact, Toisvis, af al gav, dulei gamri al kolchoch loy domi. You can't say that I have a hekish, in that koid me havaya shniya, she's similar to koid me havaya rishayne. Why? The koid me havaya rishayne, shori lekula alma. She was permitted to get married to anybody. Ube koid me havaya shniya, asura lekroive baila horishayne. That means that before the second marriage, she not get married. There's a whole bunch of isurim on her which were not existent koidem havaya rishayne. That means before the havaya rishayne, she was permitted to marry the brothers, the sons, the father of her future husband. She was permitted to marry all of them. After she got a get, she's also to marry the brothers, the sons, the father. She's also in all these koyvim. So how could you say, I have a hekesh, she has to be, before Havaya Shniya, the same the way she was before Havaya Shniya? I got news for you, she's not the same. This Asar Kocha, there's no such hekesh. You can't say that. She can't be the same. Mikomokim, so Tyson, you're 100% right. That means that is for sure that the Ishus of the Havaya Rishayna created an Issa Koinim. Since she once was his wife, so now already there's a relationship, so she's also to his brothers and his sons and his father. That's true. This is the Akish. But before she got married to her first husband, she was not an Ashes Ish. Ochinami boy bekoid me vayishniye, shetehei mufkas legamri mimenu midin Ashes Ish, vleitehei agida beiklal. That's what the hekish is. Gabi, the other things for shteitzef, there's no hekish. Although just like before the vayishnish was an Ashes Ish, who had in bekoid me vayishniye. One more toisves, moider abelosu b'megarish, we hear this in Amid Aleph, that if a person gave his wife a get, red matas chodom chutz mishimin, and she married Reuven, so then she becomes mutal l'shimin. Teima, faktoisves, leman moider, who is rabelosu moider to? The rabbonon, the pligia lele, have a get, veni materas l'shim adam. That means according to the chachomim, she's also to shimin. And here he says, I'm moida that he's mutal l'shimin. Who are you moida to? Everyone else holds it also l'shimin. So who are you moida to? So that is Tosfos Kashya.